Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something lately. Many parents are feeling worried because their little ones seem drawn to screens and devices and resist other activities. And I want you to know something important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. What you're experiencing is completely normal development in our modern world. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening when your child gravitates toward screens, and more importantly, how we can gently guide them toward the rich, diverse world of experiences that will help them thrive. First, let me say this. If you're feeling frustrated or worried, those feelings are completely valid. When you offer your child a beautiful afternoon at the park, a craft project, or a game together, and they say, "No, I just want my tablet," it can feel like rejection. It can feel like you're failing. But here's what the magic book wants you to know. You are not failing. Your child is not being difficult. Something fascinating is happening in their developing brain, and once we understand it, everything shifts. Here's what research tells us, and I find this so interesting. Young children, especially those around ages 5 and 6, are naturally drawn to things that provide immediate feedback and stimulation. Screens are designed, quite brilliantly actually, to capture and hold attention. Every swipe, every tap, every colorful animation provides instant response. For a developing brain that's learning about cause and effect, this is incredibly compelling. But, and this is the beautiful part, research also shows us something wonderful. When given truly engaging alternatives, when offered rich sensory experiences and meaningful connection, children naturally prefer real-world interaction. The Canadian Pediatric Society discovered that when you ask children to choose between screen time and playing with a caring adult, they choose the adult almost every time. Isn't that amazing? Your child's heart knows what it needs. So what's happening when your little one seems stuck on screens? Often, it's about three things. First, habit. If screens have been the go-to activity, that's simply what feels familiar and safe. Second, it's about energy. Sometimes, especially after a long day, screens feel easier than the work of imaginative play or physical activity. And third, it's about connection. Sometimes children retreat to screens when they're feeling disconnected or overwhelmed. None of these things mean your child is addicted or that you've done something wrong. They mean your child is human, learning, and responding to their environment in completely normal ways. Now, let's talk about what the magic book and modern research both tell us about helping children develop a healthy, balanced relationship with technology. And I love this, because it's all about adding richness to their world, not taking things away. The first strategy is something I call listening to the body's wisdom. You see, children this age are just beginning to develop self-awareness about their internal states. They're learning to notice when they feel energized, when they feel tired, when they feel calm, when they feel restless. And here's the thing. Screens can sometimes mask these signals, making it harder for children to tune into what their bodies are telling them. So one beautiful approach is to help your child become a detective of their own experience. After screen time, you might gently ask, "How does your body feel right now? Do you feel energized or sleepy? Do your eyes feel comfortable?" This isn't about making screens bad. It's about building self-awareness. And when children learn to listen to their bodies, they naturally start to self-regulate. The second strategy is about offering irresistible alternatives. And I mean truly irresistible. Sometimes we offer a child a coloring book when they want a tablet, and we wonder why they're not interested. But what if we made the alternative genuinely compelling? What if we said, "I'm going to build the most amazing blanket fort in the living room, and I need your help." Or, "I'm making rainbow pancakes and you get to choose the colors." Or, "We're going on a treasure hunt in the backyard and I hid something sparkly." The key is novelty, sensory richness, and your presence. Your engaged, playful presence is more magnetic than any screen. I promise you this. The third strategy is about understanding that variety itself is a skill children need to learn. Just like we teach children to try different foods, we can teach them to try different types of play and activity. Dr. Michelle Yang's research at CHOC Children's Hospital found that when parents actively introduce diverse activities, children's brains actually start craving that variety. It becomes its own reward. So you might create what I like to call an adventure menu. Together with your child, You make a list of different activities they can choose from. Some active, some quiet, some creative, some exploratory. And you celebrate trying new things, not with rewards, but with genuine delight in their discoveries. Now, I want to share something from our story library that I think will help so much. We have a beautiful story called The Whispering Garden of Rest, where Ethan and Sophia discover a magical garden where tired plants and sleepy animals teach them to listen to their body's gentle whispers. This story is wonderful for helping children understand that their bodies send them messages about what they need. After you share this story with your child, you can create your own listening practice. You might ask, what is your body whispering to you right now? Does it want to move and dance or rest and snuggle? Does it want to create something with your hands or explore something new? This builds the internal awareness that helps children make healthy choices. We also have a story called The Energy Garden Discovery, where Leo and Mia learn that their bodies have energy signals, just like renewable power systems. This story teaches children that different activities give them different kinds of energy, and that paying attention to these signals helps them feel their best. And there's The Singing Garden Discovery, where vegetables sing different musical notes based on their colors, teaching children about the joy of variety and diverse experiences. This story is beautiful for inspiring curiosity about the rich, colorful world beyond screens. Here's what I want you to remember, my dear friend. The goal is not to eliminate screens or make them forbidden. Research shows that some screen time, especially high-quality educational content shared with a caring adult, can actually support learning. The American Academy of Pediatrics suggests about 1 hour a day for children this age, and that feels balanced to me. The goal is to help your child develop a rich, varied life where screens are one option among many delightful possibilities. Where they learn to listen to their bodies, explore diverse interests, and understand that the real world offers magic that no screen can match. And here's the most important thing. Your child is learning this from you. When they see you putting down your phone to be fully present with them, when they see you choosing a walk in nature over scrolling, when they see you delighting in real-world experiences, they're learning that these things have value. You are teaching them, every single day, what it means to live a balanced, connected, joyful life. And that is beautiful, so be gentle with yourself. Be patient with your child. Celebrate small shifts. Notice when your little one chooses a real-world activity and let them see your genuine delight. Create moments of connection that are so rich, so warm, so engaging that screens simply can't compete. You've got this, my wonderful friend. The magic book, and I believe in you completely. And remember, every story in the Book of Inara is here to help, to guide, and to remind your child of the magic that lives in their own heart and in the world around them. Sweet dreams and bright discoveries. With love and starlight, Inara.